CBSi in the World, I'm John Batchelor. Prospect Park, Brooklyn. Harry Siegel, writing for the New York Daily News, as well as a senior editor at The City, a journal of The City, takes us to Prospect Park, and this is very upsetting for those of us who adore canines and celebrate canines as our best friends. Harry, I do not mean to upset our listeners, but this is about the murder of a faithful canine, a faithful dog in Prospect Park by a bad actor, and the inability of the NYPD to respond in time and in measure and in any fashion I can understand. What is the event itself, Harry? This is in the 78th precinct of the NYPD. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. So 10 weeks ago, this woman, Jessica Tristick, is walking her dog in the park in the morning, as she does. And this very well-known character who's been around the park for many years has a hatred of dogs and often says crazy and threatening things to women in particular, comes up, throws a bottle of, she thinks, urine, hits her and the dog, and then starts beating her dog, Moose, with a stick. Days later, Moose dies. Another woman who witnessed this as it's happening calls the police. Jess calls the police. They arrive and take a report. She calls the precinct after the dog's death to update her complaint. They say, oh, we didn't have a complaint. She says, okay, I'll file another one. She has a local politician follow up with them, and she basically hears nothing after that. And that politician gets told, again, that there's no report. She says, I have the report number. Eventually, they assign a detective to the case while the guy's going on vacation. They send pictures of people who look nothing like this man, who, again, is well-known and very distinctive and has been in the park for years. They send pictures of sticks. Jess starts asking neighbors to contact her if they think they've seen this guy. And lots of them contact her and say, I think I've seen him. Since writing this column, by the way, I've heard from a number of people who have seen him. She calls the police when that person has a photo, and she confirms this is the right person. We know where he is right now. The police continually do not respond, do not arrive. And we're now, I think, 11 weeks later, and this man is still living in the park, despite a wave of press coverage at intervals here, including her taking a ride around last week, last Friday, at the end of which the lieutenant who's taken her around and she's never met before tells her the case is closed. The city and the NYPD now deny that happened. But it's been 11 weeks. You have a man who attacked a dog, who just finds out had attacked another woman's dog in about the same place in the park 3 years earlier, who, as best we know, is still living and definitely spending lots of time in and around this park. And the police of the 78th precinct, who cover Park Slope, which is a pretty affluent neighborhood just north of the park and cover the whole park, pretty famously, they don't get out of their cars in the park. They don't leave the main paths. And so they say they've done all these ride arounds and they just can't find the guy. But it doesn't seem like they're looking very hard. They also seem to have come in the last week, and since I wrote this column, to a brand new theory that because Moose did not die right away, it was probably the vet who killed Moose. And Jess would need to thus exhume Moose for them to be able to charge this guy with anything of any seriousness, where you get more than a desk appearance ticket. So the police and the justice system at large seem to have found a way to talk themselves into the idea that a guy who throws bottles of urine at women and beats dogs fatally, and I'm pretty sure this was fatal, and then that you don't actually need an autopsy to do something to put this person into custody, to see if they need a treatment that they're unwilling to give themselves through Kendra's law, and to simply not have him living in the park and likely to do this thing again. However, the 78th precinct and I think the Adams administration, which has not had to directly answer questions about this, have decided that this woman is, an annoying Park Slope yuppie who's trying to tell the cops how to do their job, that this isn't a very serious case and there's nothing to be done here. It seems foolish and appalling.
Harry, quality of life is what we called it back in the 20th century. Quality of life is a fundamental for the prosperity of any city. New York City's in recovery from an emergency, the pandemic. New York City needs everybody to move in the same direction. And you tell me the City Hall has not responded to this outrage? They don't respond? Doesn't anybody down there own a dog?
I think this is a hot potato, and other people in this system, the City Hall, the district attorney, right now it's the 78th precinct's hot potato, and they're happy to keep it that way. I think a lot of people involved have found ways to talk themselves into thinking, deciding that this isn't a story or somehow okay. And, you know, I think that's absurd. Eric Adams likes to talk about my police officers. Does he think it's okay that my police officers have not done anything about a man who beats a dog to death and attacks women?
And makes Prospect Park a place not to go. Since your column appeared, Harry, I would not walk my child in Prospect Park. I don't know this part of Manhattan, but I know that in the 1990s, Riverside Park fell apart like this. And it just wasn't safe to walk a stroller in Riverside Park or even on the upper part of Riverside Park. I can imagine that that's what's happening in Prospect Park. Is that accurate?
I mean, people make their own decisions. I have two children. I absolutely take them into the park. I have taken them there in the evenings before and at night, you know, younger kids.
Right.
And I would not do that right now at night. I'm not afraid of the park. I don't think New York is completely overrun. I think that more ominous things are happening and more frequently. And the people talking this away as endlessly as one in a million events are increasingly making themselves ridiculous. I just add to the ridiculousness that the council person who represents Park Slope and my side of the park, Shana Neef, her spokesperson, you know, told the New York Times that they don't think the police is the vehicle to safety in response to a question about why they were not helping Jess and the dog. Hanif now says things have been misconstrued in the media, but she won't say what specifically was misconstrued or what she's actually doing. And I think that's a real breakdown that, you know, the city has been through bad cycles before. This bad cycle may not be the bad old days, but you have to have some expectation of safety to some extent and consequences for bad actors. And it's that second one that's really lacking now in ways that seem telling and disturbing about where we're heading. Finding ways to take a crime like this and make it something the police simply don't want to deal with seems like an indicator that very basic functions are breaking down. It's almost the equivalent of a sanitation strike in my view.
We have a minute, Harry. This story that you present is very upsetting. At the same time, it illustrates why crime is a major issue for the political conversation at the moment. So in 30 seconds, do you measure that the candidates for the governorship are both taking these matters in hand, that they're going to address the quality of life and crime in New York City when they are successful? We have 30 seconds.
Every small crime like that sends a really ominous signal. The number of violent crimes on the trains, not murders, just regular crimes, are up even as ridership is down and people are worried. This is not the bad old days. It's not the 1990s. You can look at charts and see how much better things are, but they've been moving in the wrong direction for a sustained period of time. And it is at the forefront of New Yorkers' minds. And it's why there may be space for a political upset here.
Harry Siegel, New York Daily News columnist, a senior editor at The City, a journal, an online journal of The City. I'm John Bashley.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Bachelor.